Welcome to episode 38 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Shrub, and it must be Thursday. Walking in the woods back in the Netherlands, finally getting over my hangover of jet lag and feeling more myself. By myself, I mean more creative, more excited, more jubilant, more energetic, more full of ideas, more positive, more confident. That's the self I've become. And over the past few days, where I've been sort of lagging in this jet lag of a... It just feels like a hangover, like a dull hangover. It's not that my head hurts. It's more this... I'm energy-less. I'm negative. I'm doubtful. And it makes me think a little bit of how I'm used to be. And how that's changed, because I've been trying to put a finger on, I like the word transformation, and I don't like the word transformation, but it's strong, it's powerful, it's meaningful, it's big, and all those things are true, and that's what I've had. But then how can I relay this to others to get them started, to help you take a step along that path towards some sort of transformation, and a transformation sounds scary, then let's find a different word, but change, or new, or better, or improvement, or however you'd like to look at it. But what hit me this morning while listening to another book by an author, whose name is Genevieve Davis, and she was talking about taking responsibility. And then, sort of in the next sentence, she talks about being the victim. And this summed up pretty well one of the deeper ideas I'm striving for in what has been behind the change and improvement and success and joy and all that positive good stuff, confidence, daring, all of those fun, awesome, exciting words. What has been behind that? And there are many factors behind it. There's the every single day, there's the my dad passing away, there's the mortality, we only have one life, but still, I think it might be taking responsibility that made the turn, that made the switch. And then when you get to the victimhood, and I realized this, for some reason over the Christmas holiday, I was thinking about victims and how much they, don't get me wrong here, but how much they annoy me. And when I mean victim, I don't mean a real victim, like a victim of a carjacking, a victim of a burglary. That's a real victim. That sucks. Terrible, awful, bad luck, whatever it may have been. I'm talking about more like pseudo-victims or wannabe victims, or I prefer to be a victim because then I can make excuses. So maybe it's not even so much victim as a self-imposed victimhood, where you're using your victimhood as an excuse to not do what you're not doing. And this comes back to taking responsibility. And I think maybe this is the change that happened also in 2012 with writing every day, but then also maybe with my dad passing away. And I know I put a lot of weight on my dad passing away, but maybe I was waiting. And maybe there is something to that parental part of your life where, you know, do we have to do these things alone? Who is going to organize this for me? Who is going to set up my life? Who's going to tell me what to do? Who's going to tell me I'm doing the right thing? Who's going to guide my way? Who's going to hold my hand? Who's going to lead me there? Who's going to, you know, actually flip the switch and make it happen? And what Genevieve Davis is saying is also, no one. No one is waiting to do that except you. And what she was saying, what I really like, is that this is both good news and bad news. It's bad news because you think, oh man, that means I have to do it myself. But the good news is, oh man, that means I get to do it myself. And I think, as I talk about this here, this is one of the underlying factors of what has changed me over the years. And it's that I think I was waiting. You know, you're waiting for the whole external appreciation, acknowledgement of doing your thing, or am I doing the right thing, or am I going down the right path, or should I be doing this? You know, self-doubt, whereas you taking responsibility is much more taking a stand, taking a step, putting a stake in the ground. This is what I'm doing, this is what I'm going to do, and so be it. And I'm not waiting for confirmation, I'm not waiting for appreciation, I'm not waiting for acknowledgement from others to see if I'm doing it right, or if I'm even doing the right thing. Whereas the victim thinks that they have to wait. They have to be acknowledged. They have to get that approval from others. And because maybe they don't get it, or they pseudo don't get it, or they look for ways to translate that they think they're not getting it, then they don't have to start. They don't have to get the divorce they really should. They don't have to quit the job that they really would like to quit. They don't have to lose weight. They don't have to write the book. They don't have to create the new thing. They don't have to start the new project because it's not the right time. Because of all these external factors that they can then use as a victim to not have to get it done. And this is where I say, on the flip side, taking responsibility, this is where you say, I don't care about any of that. Or sure, you can care about it. It's not that you don't care about it, but you're going to do it anyway. You're taking responsibility. You're going to make it happen. You're going to take a stand. You're going to take a step, and you're going to go forward. And sure, you could say you don't care about others, but, you know, we all care about others or what they think, you know. But it's the taking responsibility for standing up. Being what you truly know you want to be, or who you already are, not want to be, but who you are, and you know you are, but you're wearing a mask, or you're hiding behind a veil, and you're not allowing your true self to shine. And that, my friends, is a tragedy. I think we're episode 38 of the Repossible Podcast. Bradley Schrabenow back in the woods, wiping off that jet lag smear that's been sort of like a blanket over me the past few days. And not the warm and fuzzy, cozy kind, but the kind where I don't want to move or think or get out of bed. And now I'm breaking free of that and I'm feeling like my good old self. Well, you know what? I shouldn't even say good old self. I'm feeling like my good new self. The new me that's taking that stand, taking that step. Because I'm taking responsibility. I'm not a victim. I'm not waiting for external approval. I'm going to do it because I want to do it. I'm going to do it because I know I should. And should meaning I think I should, not somebody else thinks I should. I should, and I would, and I could, and I, but I'm going to do. I'm not going to do, I'm doing. In fact, I'm doing right here on this podcast because I am creating. Coming out 2019. Oh, it is 2019. Let's see, what books do we have lined up? Ask, Create, Meditate. The three off the top of my head. 2019 is going to be different. Quite sure how, but I am open to the unexpected. I am expecting the unexpected. I'm going forward, no matter what. Not a victim. Neither are you. Hold my hand. Let's move on together. Jump into 2019 with both feet. Come on, Pepper. Pepper's happy about 2019. Pepper is happy about every day. Learn a lot from our doggies. All right, that's enough. It's a pretty day. It's a blue sky. kind of stormy, kind of exciting, except for now, 2019. Welcome.